It's 2021. There are self-driving cars, plant burgers, and tourists in space. The least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Tomorrow, in the studio, Dick Harp, a.k.a. Greg Warren, Funny Bone this weekend in Omaha. And also, we're talking to Cal Penn and Jimmy from Yellowstone.
Jefferson White is the actor's name.
And, of course, Greg Warren will be back on Friday. Nick's got a gig this weekend. Where are you at, Nick?
Yes, I will be at the Highway 30 Tavern in Silver Creek, Nebraska.
Go see Nick.
It may be at your Christmas party.
Maybe. You never know. I see Santa's in the hallway, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Santa's here.
He's like the ventriloquist who has to bring the dummy. He has to be dressed up.
Yep. Like, exactly.
It's radio, dude.
I guess you get in the Santa mood. You got to be Santa, you know?
Yeah. And to put the host in the Santa mood. Right.
I guess.
Yeah.
Imagine that might help with social media, too.
Yeah, that is the reason now. But they used to show up with before pictures.
Yeah, for years they've been doing this
before pictures. But you're right though, social media. Santa's here and he's dressed like he's going to go to work.
They would show up pre-photography dressed as Santa.
Yeah. So if you hear jingle bells, it's not the psychosis kicking in. It's actual jingle bells.
It could be psychosis.
That's comforting.
Okay, it could be both.
Yeah. All right, don't say my name. Need some advice.
I'm not going to say his name.
How long do I remain the other guy?
This is pretty tough.
I really like this chick. We haven't even slept together yet, but she gives...
Might like him better if you slept together.
Earl, yeah. So I said, give me a little more detail.
Oh, so he's gotten that?
Yeah.
Okay.
She has two kids with a guy she lives with. They were engaged at one time, but that has changed. She claims she doesn't want to be with him, but I question what she is telling me. I'm going through some legal stuff and a breakup, crashing on my ex-wife's couch. Weird, I get it. I told her once I get my own place, I'm not going to be the other guy for long. What kind of time frame do I allow?
Oh, my God. First of all, get your own stuff right.
Get your crap together.
Get your house in order.
Yes.
And then you can make demands.
Yeah, move on. Get out of your wife's couch. I mean, obviously, that takes effort and money. I get that.
But get your ducks in a row and then have the discussion.
Then worry about her, right. But keep getting oral. Though.
Right, in the meantime.
Yeah, in the meantime.
While you're working on getting off the couch.
Get something. Yeah.
Yeah. And once you get to that place, then get back to us, and we'll give you some more good advice.
Yep,
like we just did there.
Mm-hmm.
How old are her kids, too? You know,
that's a good question.
Stepdaddy is a tough gig.
Well, then these don't say my names. You could just have Puss guess the name,
like you did with your old stepdad. Yeah,
throwing darts. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah,
that could be the new. I could address us that way. Push, try to guess my name.
So
instead of don't say my name.
Yeah. So it's not my fault you had a cliched stepdad name.
is he getting something from the girlfriend on his ex-wife's couch? That's what I'm picturing. Honey, this is my couch, so I get some right here.
Where'd this stain come from? Me?
Does he have any kids with his ex-wife?
I've given you all the information I have.
There's a lot of stuff in that guy's life. And you're right. First thing he needs to do is get his own place.
What I can see this, the girl that he's hanging out with now, not being genuine if she doesn't want to have sex with him. If she's worried about getting pregnant or something.
I also think she could be lying to him. That I'm not really with my husband. I just live here with him. That's crap. Something's going on.
Yeah, we need to know a little more.
Yeah.
But he needs to get all his things packed up.
Right.
And then he can start thinking about
how'd he meet her, too? I want to know how he met her, you know? Are her kids grown? Are they younger?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
want
to pile into that?
Is.
You want to get in that crap?
I don't know how old she is.
Well, in the meantime, if he's still on his ex-wife's couch, doesn't sound like this other girl's somebody that's going to want to come hang out a bunch.
Yeah, I love him so much.
He's not going to have time. She has a husband and kids.
Yeah. Can I come over? No, I'm on my ex-wife's couch. She doesn't like when I have dates over.
That could be a red flag for dating.
It sounds a little complicated.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
She picks what's on TV.
Thanks for checking in. So our official advice is get your own ducks in a row first with your living situation, but keep getting some on the side.
Uncomplicate things. And,
a lot of people say, therapists will say, don't get something on the side. We'll stick with that.
Well, if he's not getting this, is there anything to be got?
Well, he's getting all.
Well, yeah, but I'd say if that goes away, then it all goes away.
Oh, you're talking about maybe some leverage.
Yeah.
Other opportunity.
No, just run, yeah. I like her a lot. Yeah, you like her a lot because you're not with her. Craig nod has said. Craig nod said. You're not buried in that show, you know? I almost swore. It's really easy to like somebody from afar. Then you get right into that life and you go, oh, my God.
The longing, the yearning, you get all caught up in that.
She's got a kid. She got two kids.
You forget about reality.
The next she lives with you, I'm going to deal with this crap.
And reality kicks you right in the balls.
Yeah, shit.
Right.
Craig. You stand there and spread them.
Keep kicking.
Reality walks right up there and you say, bring it on. Right.
Forget it. He's rolling. Let him go.
He's right about that. Every life has their own little. I mean, I was telling Todd this. I was thinking of you, Craig. One of the things I hate about Facebook is it's not even the political stuff anymore. I mean, I'm just used to that crap.
Yeah,
it's people bragging about their lives, and you know as well as I know inside their own life, no matter what photo they show of them at dinner or they're on vacation, is they got S going on.
Yes,
and they think things suck.
Somebody hates them.
And it's probably,
somebody in that picture,
hates them. But they're smiling at dinner that night. They're smiling on the beach somewhere with them.
Yeah.
Not everybody's not happy.
You are not happy.
24/7.
Or you shouldn't be. Look at you. But if you're happy, you're a dumbass. Wait, you're a dumbass. And you're still not happy.
I'm with Craig on that. Every shiny photo of something good in your life, there's something going on underneath it.
Yeah.
You know?
And some people post that stuff.
They do.
I like that. They'll be like, Crystal better stop effing with me. I've had it. I'm like, oh, did he go back to their profile? Like, what else did she do?
I do that too.
Whose side am I on here?
We are in the position of having a lot of friends we don't know personally on our Facebook because of the show we do. So I do. I always go, well, what'd she do? But I can't ask that.
No.
I'm not in that group of friends. Although I see it.
That's like the how'd they die rabbit hole.
I know.
Like somebody passed away. Like, what happened?
Oh, yeah, I don't do that. But sometimes if somebody says, you better do, they're obviously targeting it at someone.
Yes.
I'll jump in and say, hey, for those of us not in the loop, can you give us the rest of the story?
Do you ever get any information on that?
No.
I don't either.
They're not probably, very often.
I don't know you that well, Todd. You're just my friend on Facebook.
Yeah. No, I'm just being passive aggressive here.
I know.
Rather than confronting the person, one on one, I'll do it this way.
I do like that bit though. Yeah, Crystal pisses me off. Or most of them are not even names. Some people should just shut up and stop saying things.
Yeah.
What the hell's that? And then I see friends on there.
Is it me?
Yeah. Then I see actual friends on there going, "Who are you talking about?"
Yeah.
Guilty of just posting happy stuff.
Everybody does it, Todd. We've all done it. I'm just saying it's also annoying, too. Both of them are annoying.
Right. I mean, if I have an opinion, I got this. So I don't need to throw it up on Facebook.
That's true. That helps. Yeah.
Here's me skiing. Me golfing.
Yeah.
Here's me fishing.
And nobody cares. Yeah. Right.
And those are
I always type in
nobody
cares. I do that
4 times a year.
Yeah.
One picture of me golfing. Yeah. One picture of me fishing.
And we know your personal life. There's a lot of crap going on. So we know. So.
And here's a picture of a dog.
Yeah.
And then those are the 4 posts I make every year.
And I always type in.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Yeah, I've stopped posting opinions on Twitter and stuff because really it's like, I don't care. If I have an opinion, I don't really know. I don't care what you think about it.
No.
You're just screaming into the void.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Line one there, Todd. We got a guy who we lived with his ex after divorce. So he's got a similar, frame of reference.
All right. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. Hey, I was about 2 years ago, I was getting divorced, and I was still after we went through all the paperwork and the court appearance, and we were pretty civil about it, so we didn't even get lawyers or anything like that. We both showed up to the courthouse at the same time. And so then after everything was all civil. Said and done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Aren't we grown up?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and so we were still living together, sleeping in the same bed, even after we were, everything was official. And fortunately, king-size bed, the dog in the middle, kind of kept us separate, but not all the time that they kept us separate.
All right. Well, you're still horny, right? You're still horny. She had sex, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're still horny. We're still, low 30s, things like that. Well,
and nobody can resist Scott.
Right.
Come on, man.
Give yourself some credit,
man. Hell no.
You're a piece of ass.
At all.
All right. Okay, so how long did that last?
It was about 2 months, and then she finally kind of, I think it was more on her, she finally came to her senses, and yeah, maybe this isn't probably a good idea.
So
she started sleeping in the guest bedroom, and that kind of put the kibosh on that. So.
And then how long did you live there? When did you move out?
That was, I think it was about a month after I moved out. I finally found my own place. I was living in Lincoln at the time, so trying to move. Worked in Omaha, so I was trying to find a place in Omaha.
Okay.
So I ended up finding a place, and then after all the paperwork for the house went through, then bought the house, moved up here like the week after I signed all the paperwork. So
who started dating outside? Who started dating first? You or her?
Oh, me.
Okay. All right.
After
you're irresistible.
So it was shortly,
Scott.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you bring any girls home with the house you had with the ex-wife?
Yeah. Were you allowed to date at the time?
We didn't really set any boundaries, but I think it more or less out of respect we didn't do it.
All right.
Do that to each other.
You didn't have boundaries because you're still banging her in the same bed, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. The boundaries were we're still banging each other. We just couldn't bang anyone else.
Why do you I understand you can still have sex and not like each other in other ways, but why did you get divorced?
We just had different mindsets in where we wanted to be in our life.
Yep. Okay.
So it was, we just kind of grew apart and just wanted different things out of life. So
who got the dog?
We had two dogs, so unfortunately we had to split them up.
Oh, damn it! All right.
That's
true.
So
right.
I hate to hear that.
So it'd be. Yeah.
Sounds like this was harder on the dogs.
Really well. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, they liked each other.
Appreciate to push them out of the way to bang once in a while.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you. Peace ass. All right.
All right. Take care.
He was civil. So why'd you get divorced? She's a bitch.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You said piece of ass, not. Or piece of.
I said, I'm an ass. Ass. Yeah, yeah. No.
Could have been heard as piece of ass.
I know. I keep screwing them up today. I do for some reason. My S's are in the asses.
So Mayim Bialik's got to go as host of Jeopardy.
Why don't you get on there and start a thing? What'd she do last night? Uranus again?
She had Uranus a couple of weeks ago.
Screw that.
Yeah, she said Uranus. Right. And the answer to some final Jeopardy question was the monkey. And she said macaque. It's not macaque.
Oh, that's two major sins right there.
It's not Uranus. It's not macaque.
Well, it's definitely not macaque. I mean, Uranus is, we don't agree with that either, but it's macaque.
So I'm done with her.
I have turned on the Jeopardy a couple of times here in the last week, just for a few minutes, and she comes across really as very sterile.
Oh, yeah. I think she's really stiff.
She is.
And it's crazy because
I expected her to be better.
She's a great actress. She's funny as hell on those shows.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, but she's got to do some unscripted stuff.
Yeah.
She's great at scripted stuff, but no, not this.
Well, it is still scripted, but you only have a certain amount of time in Jeopardy.
Yeah, but Ken Jennings is a lot more conversational. She's not.
Are they going to keep her? Or is she just the one that's going to be like the buffer in between Alex and whoever's
next? I think
she's
got other projects going on. So I don't know. But she's got to go.
Yeah, it's like whoever follows us. You don't want to be that guy.
No.
You know.
Tune in on January 4th to find who follows us.
I will.
Yeah, right.
I will.
Wow, I'll be curious. You're coming with us because we're playing Deadpool at my house.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
I saw Santa Claus in the lobby. Maybe it'll be him.
Yeah, maybe.
He's got time after Christmas.
Yeah. He does.
This doesn't sound good at all. The wine company, Barefoot Wine, and Oreo Thins are teaming up for the release of a limited edition chocolate wine. The red blend will include, quote, flavors of chocolate and cookies and cream along with notes of oak.
Well, first of all, it's a red wine. I can see it tasting that way, but it also just sounds like a dessert wine.
It's crafted to be enjoyed with Milk's favorite cookie.
Oh, you're supposed to eat Oreos with the...
Apparently.
What a drunk you are, sitting there dipping your Oreos in wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and milk goes well with Oreos.
I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the taste of it, not the concept.
Taste, yeah. Because milk works with Oreos because milk doesn't taste like Oreos.
Right.
Yeah, but nothing washes down an Oreo like a $7 bottle of wine.
Exactly.
That'll hit the spot.
It's just like something. That's just like something you come home to. There's a sleeve. You're not done drinking yet, and there's a sleeve of Oreos laying there. Let's go. Right.
And a bottle.
Let's go. I'm wasted, man.
A bottle of Barefoot that somebody brought over to a party eight weeks ago.
Yeah, that stuff sucks.
A year ago.
That's funny, Craig.
Oh, sad news here. Out of
sad as Scott and his woman breaking up.
Oh, yeah.
The two dogs splitting up, man.
That turned out well. Yeah. The dog part was the saddest part of that.
I think one of you has to be unselfish and let the dogs stay together.
Yeah, you can't break up the dogs. No, that's not okay.
I think one of you has to just be unselfish there and just say, okay, you can have the dogs.
You can split the kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you had two, but not the dogs.
Yeah.
Kids will be fine.
Yeah.
Horrible story out of Bolton, Massachusetts, at Cultivate Care Farms. Volunteer Kim Taylor.
Oh, this is awful.
Oh,
what are you doing this for?
I want to hear it.
She was attacked by a comfort sheep.
Oh. I'm not.
That's why.
Puss says, and?
Yeah.
And?
I think you know the end of the story.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How does sheep kill her?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, according to WFXT,
too much comfort.
Authorities determined that the 73-year-old Ms. Taylor,
an old lady,
was alone caring for livestock in a pen.
Oh no!
When the comfort sheep charged at her, ramming her repeatedly.
Yeah. See, that's where puss takes charge. He's the one doing the ramming.
Repeatedly. Right.
You initiate the ramming to prevent that sort of stuff.
This is assert dominance.
This is one of those places where they give you comfort animals and farm-based therapy.
And she worked there?
Yeah. She was a volunteer there.
Oh.
Yeah. And this animal that killed her was designed to bring you comfort.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, it was a comfort sheep.
Maybe that was just a sheep getting tired of being hugged and didn't really. It was a non-consensual comfort sheep.
So yeah,
you got tired of being hugged.
So now they are working to determine how operations involving livestock should proceed. They've made a call to puss.
I think.
you ram first. Right.
Yeah. I think this lady's friends and relatives can go to the sheep.
The puss joke is too, by the way.
The comfort sheep finally spoke up.
That is a horrible story. Todd's yelling at you. I want to hear it. You
know? Ruined puss's day.
I know.
The headline grabbed me, and then I looked at it.
They could ram back?
God, that's awful.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Absolutely awful.
Maybe she was wearing a wool sweater or something.
I didn't even play the audio. You know.
And oddly enough, while I had just forgotten about it, when I first read the story, I thought about that audio.
Not going to do that again.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's wrong.
Horrible. Yeah. All right, so how would you like this to happen? A juror caused a mistrial. This guy was convicted of manslaughter, but the judge, you know how the trials go. The jury comes back, and they say, it's guilty, and then the judge goes to individual, of the jurors, and they say, I agree with this.
Right.
And so as the judge was doing that, a woman said, nah, I don't agree. Not manslaughter, not guilty.
So she held
so
on
they
a
had
mistrial?
To.
So she, in,
not yet.
In the room, she said he was guilty.
Apparently.
And then changed
her mind.
And then when the judge said, well, is it? Do you confirm that? Nope, sure don't. Didn't do it. So now they got to go back into the room and have a chat, see if they can't figure out some sort of way of coming to an agreement.
Yeah. I'm really surprised anybody's convicted anymore because there's always one jackass juror that watches too much TV or just doesn't believe things that are the fact.
Yeah.
Because that's the way the world right now.
And doesn't know the definition of reasonable doubt.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it could be a shot in hell.
Do the rest of the jurors get to punch her once? For having to go back into the we thought we were done.
Yeah, there's 11 people pissed off at you right there.
Absolutely, they wanted to go home.
We're all about to be guilty of something,
right?
I think you should get a free one in that situation.
Change your mind, lady.
The other 10 jurors are charged with manslaughter with killing her.
You should all get one free punch right in the face.
Yeah.
No, and then they all get a dumb jury, too, so they all get off.
Right, they all get off that, right. I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.